This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
In a few minutes, how to keep a live performance career going when the venues are so limited. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. Tesla's quarterly results and guidance about what is ahead or due after the market closes today. The company's been delivering a lot of electric vehicles lately, and not just in the U.S., Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
The last 7 months have been tough for a lot of businesses, including many automakers, but not for Tesla, says Michelle Krebs of Auto Trader.
Tesla has done really well, even despite the pandemic.
One reason for that, it is easy to buy a Tesla from home, says Daniel Ives of Wedbush Securities.
You could order over the internet in the course of 2 to 3 minutes.
So the fact that many dealerships had to close for a while during the pandemic didn't matter for Tesla the way it did for many car makers. And Ives says one market in particular outside the U.S. has been huge for the company this year.
Demand has skyrocketed in China.
Tesla has dominated the electric vehicle market for a while, but that could be changing, says Michelle Krebs.
The big challenge for Tesla is that they have a lot of competition coming.
From some of the major automakers, like GM, Volkswagen, and Ford. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Now, for many companies, adding 2 million new customers over 3 months would be a laudable achievement, but at Netflix, expectations were higher still. Its stock was down in early trading today on news of slowing growth and new signups and its weakest quarterly gains in 4 years. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us here. We're generally stuck at home a lot these days, maybe more time for watching streaming video, right? Isn't Netflix supposed to be benefiting?
Well, David, it's possible we hit peak Netflix, at least in the U.S., where subscriber growth was essentially flat in the last quarter ending in September. The company is still growing its audience overseas, and for the year, Netflix is ahead. It's had record subscriber growth already, and the company expects to hit 200 million paying subscribers around the world by the end of the year. Still, David, it's a question of expectations. Even Netflix, in its previous forecast, had not expected subscriber growth to slow down as much as it did in the last quarter.
So what's Netflix saying about the road ahead?
Well, over the long run, the company says it still thinks there's a lot of room for streaming services as a whole to grow. But in the short term, it's signaling that, yes, perhaps it won't grow as fast, especially if more people are able to resume normal life next year. And Netflix does have a lot of competition, too. Just in the last few months, we had two big players enter the field, Comcast's Peacock and AT&T's HBO Max. Disney is reconfiguring itself to prioritize streaming, so is Comcast's NBC Universal. So the competition is getting hotter. Netflix did say it'll finish 150 productions by the end of the year, so it won't be lacking for new content anytime soon to help with that competition.
Nova Safo, old enough to remember when Netflix mainly sent plastic discs in the mail. Netflix stock is down 5% now. There's news today that PayPal, the electronics payment system, will now allow people to shop using cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, as well as hold digital currencies like this in their PayPal online wallet. The payments will be settled in regular currency, so you pay using Bitcoin on your end, but the seller receives dollars, pounds, euros, etc. in return.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been enjoying Zooming virtually into performances by my musician friends. Instead of a tip jar, there's Venmo, right? But with live venues staying closed, things are very tough. Even bars, when they're open, have limited capacity. Artists are trying to adapt. Here's Marketplace's Jasmine Garst.
As bars and concert venues shut down this April, Renee Kladzik and her music label were deciding what to do with her latest recordings. Release them on a new album as planned in the fall or hold off?
We discussed a lot, like whether it would make sense to try to hold the release until it was feasible to tour, because it's just so much harder to sell records and to break even on a release if you don't tour it.
Things were also complicated because Kladzik had lost one of her side gigs, waitressing, because of COVID. And even though music streaming has gotten more popular during the pandemic, it's not like a lot of that revenue is reaching smaller artists like her. That's Dr. Dog. Eric Slick is the band's drummer. When the pandemic hit, he also went on unemployment, so he turned to something he hadn't done in over a decade, teach music over Zoom, which he says was really hard to get used to.
With drumming in particular, it's very hard to diagnose issues with people's playing or their technique through a camera screen.
Some artists are starting to play live outdoors. The band Smash Mouth played at a motorcycle rally in South Dakota back in August. The rally has been linked to several hundred COVID cases. Slick says Dr. Dog is not trying to court controversy with an in-person concert. At most, he's done some live virtual shows, mostly for charity.
You know, I have ups and downs. There's days when I feel I don't know if I will ever have a career in live music ever again.
Renee Kladzik released that album, after all, last month. It's called True Romantic. She's just not sure what to do with it now. She's not going to tour and doesn't like the feel of virtual shows. Kladzik does have a new job, writing for the news site El Paso Matters. She says she feels lucky to have income at all.
Music will always matter to people, and people need music during the global pandemic. Maybe more so than under less stressful circumstances.
But at least for now, it won't be how she pays her bills. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
And the Associated Press is now reporting that the maker of the painkiller OxyContin will plead guilty to 3 federal criminal charges as part of an $8 billion settlement of fraud and corruption charges. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.